Today we are reviewing Brachos Dav Dalid, and the beginning of Dav Dalid Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that David HaMelech had an unusual boast where he said that he is a chassid. He called himself a chassid. So the Gemara said, why did he call himself a chassid? Three possibilities. Either he called himself a chassid because of his hanhaga that we spoke about yesterday, about how he wakes up very early every single day, and that is the definition of chassidus. Or, second possibility, he got his hands dirty, bidam shvir, bidam shilya, kedei l'tar ish l'bayit. He would get his hands dirty with blood in order to pasken halachos of nida and yoledes, in order to make a woman tahora to her husband. Or the third possibility was that he was mevayish himself in front of Mephibosheth's rabbo, and that itself was what made him a chassid. Those are three possibilities as to what made David a chassid. Now, in the schar of David being mevayish himself in front of Mephibosheth's rebbe, who incidentally the Gemara says his name wasn't really Mephibosheth, it was Ishbosheth, but in this, for that the schar of being mevayish himself in front of Mephibosheth, David was rewarded with the son Kilav, whose real name was Daniel, but who was so great that he was able to be mevayish p'nei Mephibosheth behalacha. He was so strong in learning. The Gemara then goes on to list three different instances where there was a promise that was made, but the promise did not have to be kept there was fear that the promise would not be kept, or either was not kept because of Shema Yigrom Hachet, because of a concern that maybe we did an Avera and therefore no longer deserved the promise. The two instances where there was concern that the promise would not be kept was when David worried about Olam Haba, because in spite of the fact that he was a great chassid, he was worried Shema Yigrom Achet, that maybe his Avera will hold him back from Olam Haba. Second example was where Yaakov was worried about his safety, even though Hashem promised him that he would be safe and everything would be fine and he would protect him from Esav, because he was afraid Shema Yigrom Achet. The third example is where it actually did, the Chet actually was Goreim, a taking away of the promise. It was when Klal Yisrael returns after the Churban Bayis Rishon, we return to build the second Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't with the same Nisim, it wasn't with the same power, with the same Kalach, as we went in the first time with Yoshua Ben Nun, and that also is because of the chet that we have committed. And Dav Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara tries to analyze the shita of the Chachamim. Why do the Chachamim say that you have until Chatzos? If they hold that the Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is when you are going to sleep, so then they should hold like Rabbi Lazar in the first Mishmar. And if they hold it's the Kol Zman that you are sleeping, then they should hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that you have all night. So the Gemara says they really do hold like Rabbi Gamliel. It's Kol Zman that you are sleeping. But they tell you you have to get it done by Chatzos as a Harchaka Midrabanan, that people should go straight to Shul, because otherwise people are going to say they have plenty of time later, they're going to go home, they're going to eat, they're going to take a nap, and the next thing you know, it's going to be morning time and they miss Kriya Shema. The Gemara expresses Divrei Chachamim a little stronger by Mariv, even though it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, they have to say it by Chatzos. The Gemara expresses this very strongly in the context of Mariv, in a way where it says that anyone who's over Al Divrei Chachamim is Chayiv Misa, for two reasons the Gemara expresses it in such strong language. Either because there's a more realistic concern that the person is going to violate Divrei Chacham, because Ones Shena, the potential for falling asleep, is something that's very, very common, or because there's reason for people to believe that maybe they don't have to take Mariv so seriously, because there's a shita out there that Tefilas Arvis Rishus. So in order for us to realize that Tefilas Arvis is very serious, the Chacham used very strong terminology that if you violate Divrei Chacham, Mir Chayiv Misa. The Gemara then went on to discuss a machlokes between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Smichas Gula L'Tfila is a requirement by Mariv also, or only by Shachris. So if you say that Smichas Gula L'Tfila is a din by Mariv also, which is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, it's because then you're going to have to explain how we do Hashkivenu. How do we say Hashkivenu in between Geula and Tfila? And the Gemara says you have to say that Hashkivenu is Geula Arichta. Much the same way we say by Shachris that Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Agiti Lasecha, which also seems to be a hefsik between Geula and Tfila, is part of Tfila Arichta. It becomes a chelek of the Tfila. So similarly, Hashkivenu becomes a chelek of the Geula. The Gemara then goes on to say that if a person says Ashrei three times a day, every day, he's a Ben Olam Haba. Why? What's so unique about Ashrei? So the Gemara says Ashrei has two unique characteristics, and there are other things that might have one characteristic or the other, but Ashrei is the only thing, the only paragraph of Tehillim that has both of these unique characteristics, in that it is said, it is written in the Aleph Beis format, And it contains a pasuk about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports the entire world, Poseach es yadecha u'masbi'a l'chol chai ratzon. So the combination of those two qualities is what makes Ashrei so special, and that's why Ashrei is, if a person is a ben olam haba, he says Ashrei three times. And then finally, the Gemara discusses compares different malachim to each other and discusses the different amounts of flying necessary for each of the malachim, and describes how Michael is the strongest of the malachim, followed by Gavriel, followed by Eliyahu, and then the Malach HaMavis is interesting. The Malach HaMavis, on a typical day, is the slowest of all the malachim, but if it's a time of Magefa, if it's a time of a plague, then the Malach HaMavis is every bit as fast as Michael. That's the comparison with all the different malachim.